All right, let's talk about, you know, sequester. Here y'all are, not House and Senate, not in session this week. The clock still ticks towards sequester. I guess it changes like whatever day the wind is blowing from what direction. But as of today, where are we with sequester? And obviously each side kind of staking out their political ground.
Well, we in the House have already passed two bills to change the sequester. First of all, nobody likes the sequester. It was put in sort of as the nuclear option so that the special committee would come up with other cuts. The special committee failed, and so now we're left with this approach, which is not a good approach. Now, remember, this was the president's idea that he put forth in the summer of 2011. Now he's trying to blame it on everybody else. And so his plan is, let's go raise more taxes. Well, he's already gotten $1.8 trillion in tax increases coming from the fiscal cliff deal and from the taxes in Obamacare that are starting right now. And he wants to go get some more. That's not going to work. But let's make sure we frame the size of this issue. If you put it in kitchen table terms, our income as a family, and we call it America, is about the same as it was in 2007, and which is our peak income year. Our spending, on the other hand, has gone up by 30%. So what the sequester does to the American family, if you will, is to cut 2.3%, or about 7% of that total increase in spending. I apologize for background noise.
That's all right.
Granddaughter is here.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with grandkids.
Yeah. I love grandkids. In any event, so you're cutting 2.3%, and the president's trying to say, you know, our family is going to have severe consequences from that because we've cut a small piece of the explosion in spending growth the country's gone through in the last 6 years. And I think most American families would find that to be ludicrous.
Bill Flores joining us this morning. Yesterday, the president's comments, he said, Republicans in Congress face a simple choice. Are they willing to compromise to protect vital investments in education and health care and national security and all the jobs that depend on them? Or are they rather putting hundreds of thousands of jobs in our entire economy at risk just to protect these special interest tax loopholes? Your reaction.
Well, again, the president's playing politics. The sequester is the president's idea, and it involves spending cuts only. I mean, if he wanted to have tax increases as part of the sequester, he should have brought that up back in the summer of 2011. So it's very disingenuous for the president to put this position out. But again, it's with this administration, it's all politics. How do you beat the snot out of Republicans so that he could put Nancy Pelosi back in power as the Speaker of the House in January of 2015? And that's what it's all about. And I think most Americans see through that. If you look at the real numbers behind the sequester, like we talked about a minute ago, you can see he's just playing politics. I mean, he's the one that's not compromising. He's the one that's changed what he wants to do. He wants to go after tax increases. And, of course, he always finds the targets, you know, corporate aircraft or oil and gas companies or the rich or all these other people that he considers to be bad now.